From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Today, a bonus episode. Let's talk regulation. Louisiana passed its MSP regulation law. So now what? Who will lead us? This is the Business of Tech. Doctors have been regulated since the beginning of time. The Code of Hammurabi, Greece, and by the time of the Roman Empire, Emperor Claudius is recognized as establishing rules in the space. In the U.S., even in the early days of the colonies, a move to formality began a process initially grounded in apprenticeships, and early local bar associations were social groups with little to no responsibilities for quality of admission or performance. By 1890, these groups were leveraged to organize, discipline, and professionalize lawyers, eventually leading to the National American Bar Association to maintain control over state bar examinations. Modern accounting can be traced all the way back to Mesopotamia, and the Greeks and Romans had detailed processes for the accounting of money. Medieval Europe established double-entry bookkeeping, and the modern profession of the chartered accountant originated in Scotland in the 19th century. And in July 1854, the Institutes of Accountants in Glasgow petitioned for a royal charter. Similarly, this spread to England and the U.S., and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants was established in 1887. So why all this history? Technology companies want to be engaged the same way doctors, lawyers, and accountants are, and despite not having quite the long thousands of years of history. It's certainly possible, and there is a lesson to be seen in this pattern. Each started with expertise, had a formation of guidelines, loose affiliations groups pushed for more formal recognition, and then that recognition became managed by an association and backed by legal precedent. Up till now, this has been a bit of a nebulous discussion. However, on June 9th, the state of Louisiana signed into law registration for managed service providers. The law creates a registration for managed services providers and managed security providers doing business in the state with a public body. The law is designed to provide access for public bodies to obtain information on MSPs and MSSPs, and to require both to report cyber incidents and payment of cyber ransom or ransomware. The bill additionally defines both MSP and MSSP, the services around security, and specific terms. The law also sets requirements to notify the Louisiana Fusion Center of the incident within 24 hours, provide information on any payments, and that these requirements are to be included in future contracts. This is not the last, and as I observed, it happened to our community, not with our community. It happened because of the raft of security incidents that have caused pain across the state, and those governing saw a chaotic space with little discipline and no way to understand or evaluate the space, and that resulted in this pain. I want you to hear the secretary again from his interview on this show.
My goal is not to regulate at this point in time. I'm a free enterprise guy. I think if people understand what the level of services an MSP brings and an MSSP brings, then they can make their own determination.
And
if we're not having frank conversations and we're all hiding behind barricades, if you will, or firewalls, then we're not really doing what we have to do, which is protect the American people and our businesses and our economy.
Two takeaways: at this point in time, and protect our businesses and our economy. The secretary isn't just thinking about this one thing. That's indicative of the larger problem. The market didn't solve this for the government, and government stepped in. How long do you think it will be before the business community, being ravaged by cyber incidents, looked for the same guidance? If you said this same thing about the medical community, you'd be horrified. That's what's happening here. So who should lead us? Let's review some of the landscape, and this is by no means a comprehensive look. CompTIA was my first inclination, supported by a group of vendors looking to standardize their hardware certifications. They've been the leader in individual certifications for ages. With their interest in advocacy, this would have seemed like a natural fit, particularly with their initial Trustmark efforts a number of years ago. So far, none of their company certifications feel like they've gotten traction, and their advocacy group mandate is unclear. MSP Alliance wants to be this voice. Established 20 years ago, they established a certification called MSP Verify 16 years ago. MSP Alliance's biggest problem is they've gone it alone. MSP Alliance is an island. It doesn't play so well with others, so no surprise they haven't gone anywhere. If you're not doing outreach, you're not going to get mindshare and traction. Also for me, a fatal flaw, MSP Alliance is against regulation. I disagree because I look to the industries where it worked historically and there was a partnership with some level of regulation. And we see how standing against it didn't work. The legislation happened anyway. The ASCII group has an opportunity here. A long-standing history dating back to 1984, they have a unique community. Though I would argue is in need of a real differentiation, as events focused on selling speaking slots or to vendors are not really differentiated. Here's an area where they could really pivot and make a difference. You can see all the parallels to the historical examples. Previously, I would have thought peer group organizations would be good for this. With those moving more and more to becoming part of vendor organizations, that isn't happening. Why? Vendors aren't all that motivated to help. They aren't interested in solving this problem because it's a limiting factor to who they can sell to. See my video on capital in the market, but this doesn't feel like the solution. The peer groups themselves will be a great rally point, but they're likely missing some of the infrastructure around this. They need a partner. Distributors actually could have a pretty good place for this effort to happen. Being as they have communities, they have an interest in qualifying those they sell to, such as understanding creditworthiness, their support here would be really powerful, and I think have the interest and alignment to make this happen. Now, I've been skeptical of distribution in the past, and I've publicly eaten those words based on their pandemic response. I'm really hoping to see leadership here. Let me say that these groups are going to need to come together for something to work. The first two that join together will get momentum. CompTIA with MSP Alliance, or ASCII with a distributor, or a peer group. You can see that any 1 + 1 is going to equal 3 very quickly. But ultimately, the answer to who will lead us has to be those who deliver technology services in the first place. You had the option to ignore this possible trend before. It was theoretical. Now it's not. The first law has been passed, and if you think that's the last, you're not paying attention. I've seen reactions already that are dismissive due to this being just Louisiana, or because it's limited to those working with government, or it exposes security data. You're not getting the trend. The reason this law even happened is that the government, i.e. the customer, was tired of cyber attacks and needed to know who is out there serving the space. Customers are going to demand the same thing. You see this in the historical context. Doctors, lawyers, accountants. Owners committed to improving their business know that they also have to have a healthy ecosystem around them and that this helps them stand out. This should be good for business. Those that demand this and push forward will be able to command higher rates, eliminate unqualified players in the market, and solidify technology's place at the big table. So in answer of who will lead us, those that identify they need to be a part of this. Solution providers, owners. If you're not actively stepping up now, you're just waiting for it to happen to you. So the answer is you. If you're concerned, I'm going to give you actions to take right now. First, look at the communities you participate in. Maybe it's one of the ones I've discussed. Maybe it's another. Ask the question. This has to be a priority, and the only way that starts is with awareness. Second, do your homework. What elements of certification do you consider important? Is it the guidance, ethics, standards? You're going to be asked, so at least have your initial sense. Finally, based on the first and the second, start demanding action. Only solution providers and services companies are going to feel this pain. And it's solved by people, not software. So the vendors aren't the answer. The answer lies in the collective community. Let's get to work. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, please support us. Ideas like this come from the Patreon community. You can join at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and be back tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.